this is Kathy with Card Services calling in regards to your credit card account. It appears that you are now eligible for interest rates as low as 6.9 on your account.
Today we talk about impersonation scams, where someone pretending to be someone else convinces a sucker to turn over their money.
This message is intended to contact you regarding a legal enforcement action executed under your social security number for suspicious and fraudulent activities committed in the state of Texas. And we just suspended your social security number. Ignoring this will be an intentional second attempt to avoid initial appearance before magistrate, judge, or grand jury for a federal criminal offense. This is the final attempt to reach you, so if you want to know about this case, just press 1.
To inform you that IRS is filing lawsuit against you. To get more information about this case file, please call immediately on our department number 202.
Now, if you're the least bit savvy, these are the scams you can see coming. But as you would suspect, others are more insidious. Take the case of Cornelius Grant, Motown legend, former Temptations musical director, co-author of hit songs like I Know I'm Losing You, and now a philanthropist. So the man claiming to be Grant walks into a lawyer's office, says he wants to start two foundations, one for a school, the other for an athletic league. It would be funded with $1.5 to $2 million over 5 years. The thing was, Grant's private jet was ready to take him to Chicago the next morning, so the papers had to be drawn up quickly. The fake Grant had previously visited the organizations to learn about them, and so they could vouch for him later. He told them he needed to get rid of $9 million right away for tax reasons, and he liked what those groups were doing. I'll spare you the rest of the details, but after spending about $600 on food, drink, and hotel rooms, Grant left his nude lawyer to pick up the tab. The guy was really Alan Young, a former West Oakland sanitation worker who regularly impersonated famous people. As scams go, this was minor. People's time was wasted and the lawyer was out $600, and that was that. Now I want to tell you about Tyler Perry. You know, the actor and producer. There are dozens of Facebook accounts using his name and likeness, and some of them say Perry is giving things away, like auditions.
I am not giving away anything on Facebook. I'm not giving away any money. My team has to shut down these things every day. There's a new one popping up. Do not give your information to any of these people. Do not give them anything. I don't know who they are, but every day we have to get 10, 20, 30 of those things shut down on Facebook. I am not giving away anything. It's Tyler Perry. I'm not giving away anything. Please do me a favor. Post this everywhere so people will know that is not true. Listen, in my life, I'm a giver. I give a lot of things to a lot of people, to a lot of employees, random things, cars, houses. I do. But that is not true, okay? The Facebook stuff, I'm not giving away anything. Stop it, devil.
Next up on the roster is Kwame Ford. He hung with the famous and became close friends with celebrities. That access gave him lots of information about how they lived and what their secrets might be. Armed with that information, he posed as an Apple customer service rep. He asked the rich and famous to change or share their passwords. Since that also won him access to their iCloud accounts, he could browse through their photos, emails, and anything else stored there. Over 3 years, he stole an estimated $325,000 through his phishing scam. As the saying goes, just because you're rich doesn't make you smart. It's now time to meet Candace Clark of Chicago. Name a real estate scam, and investigators say she's probably tried it. Like living in an expensive house without paying rent. Clark allegedly rented one house and agreed to pay $9,000 a month. But before she was forced to pay up, she moved into another expensive home and allegedly repeated the scam. CBS Chicago reporter Dorothy Tucker spent years following Clark's exploits, and she was there when the police picked her up.
Police got Clark for what she did to Fiore Hedera. Hedera says Clark conned her way into her $2 million dream home in Lincoln Park by falsifying the rental application, producing phony pay stubs and fake credit reports. Over and over again, Clark pretended to be a state official in many videotaped productions. She hired actors, singers, and musicians for the events and never paid them.
Her case is now working its way through the courts. Telephones and the internet have elevated the way scams are run, but back in the day, you had to pull it off face to face. Take Elizabeth Bigley. She went under the name of Cassie L. Chadwick, the illegitimate daughter and heiress of the Scottish-American industrialist Andrew Carnegie. Chadwick convinced the lawyer to take her to the Carnegie residence, where she spoke with the housekeeper on the pretense of checking references. When Chadwick rejoined the lawyer, she dropped a paper. It was a promissory note from Carnegie to Chadwick for $2 million. When the lawyer asked her about it, Chadwick broke down and told her the sordid tale of being Carnegie's illegitimate daughter. The man himself felt so guilty that he regularly gave Chadwick promissory notes. In fact, she had 7 more at home and was due to inherit $400 million upon his death. The lawyer was on the hook and helpfully opened a safe deposit box to keep the documents. When word leaked out about the documents and the illegitimate daughter, bankers rushed to Chadwick's side, hoping to loan her money. She did take out loans over the next 8 years, totaling about $2 million. That works out to about $50 million today. She lived the good life. That is until one banker who had just loaned money to Chadwick found out about the other loans and called the note. Of course, Chadwick didn't have the money, and all the other banks from which she had borrowed were screwed as well. Chadwick fled, was arrested in New York, and was tried and sentenced to 14 years in jail. She died in 1907, just 2 years into her sentence. And now, coming back to the present, it's time to play the impersonation game, fishing. Let me introduce you to IRL Rosie, who in real life is Rosie Akamura, an extremely talented voice actor. Her side hustle is pranking telephone scammers and putting those videos on YouTube. Here's the setup for one of those calls. This scam involves contacting someone who has posted information online looking for work as an actor. The person gets a call. The so-called producer says he wants to hire the actor and promises to send a check for the actor's work plus additional funds needed to rent the equipment. The job hunter is to deposit the check and wire the excess money to the rental company. Strange, but the sucker goes along with it after all the check cleared. The scammers repeatedly call the actor to see if he got the check, deposited it, and wired the cash to the rental company. Once the scammer knows the check has been deposited, they stop payment on the check, leaving the aspiring actor to repay the bank for the amount of the check. It's now when IRL Rosie goes to work, placing a call to the scammers.
I obviously ended up messing with these people and got the scammer to spell out the word scammer. So, here we go. This is a call from FedEx Shipping. Please enter your tracking number, followed by the pound sign. To confirm a pickup for Roberta Latrol, please say confirm.
Confirm.
Your new confirmation code is S-C-A. M-M-E-R. Please state your confirmation code after the tone.
S-T-C-M-M-E-R.
Thank you. If you are a bad person, press 3. To repeat these options, press 4. If you are an idiot, press 5.
Repeat.
If you commit check fraud, Press 6.
Head over to YouTube and look for IRL Rosie. She pulls off some wonderful calls. Things aren't always as they seem to be. Sometimes one person can be the voice of dozens of cartoon characters. Others can imitate dozens of celebrities. And others have the sheer gall to make other people believe they are something different from what they really are. That's the key to any scam or con, getting the sucker to believe and turn over their money. People get taken by a scam or con because they want to believe they can become richer, smarter, or more attractive to a partner. But because they were the mark, they never realized they were being scammed. They never saw it coming. What you can believe in is that a new episode of Scams and Cons is coming in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening.
Twenty-four hours ago, I found out the person that I'd been dating and seeing for the last 6 months as a con man.
That is my sister Emma. Andrew Tonks' lies had been so convincing, she'd invested $300,000 with him. However, the tables were about to turn on Andrew. What he didn't know was that Emma had discovered his real identity. But to get any chance of justice, Emma had to act like it was business as usual. Coming up in this series...
And that's when murder, all this stuff goes through my mind. I'm really, really scared.
I'm assuming Sarah has watched too much Netflix and figures I've been defrauding you. Couldn't be further from the truth.
That's what this was, a real-life story that seems so unbelievable, but it was actually true.
A true story that all starts with one simple swipe to the right. I'm Sarah Ferris.
And I'm Emma Ferris, and this is my story, Conning the Con.